Blog Talk Radio.
Questions about this whole soulmate phenomenon. Like, does a soulmate have to be somebody that you are physically connected with? Is there a soulmate somewhere out there in the universe that somehow sends you energy? Or does a soulmate have to be somebody you have met, have loved, have interacted with, have felt? Soul, baby. On previous episodes, we have probably asked the question about whether you can have multiple soulmates. I mean, we can have multiple classmates. We have multiple teammates. Why can't we have multiple soulmates? Well, we only have one soul, but so does each and every individual. But we're going to talk about it, see about it, be about it. Yo, T, Carrie, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going right in your side. Go right in your side. Go right in your side. And Carol Chamberlain, yo, my good friend, what's going on, my? Yo, I count to 10. Not because you may be frustrated, but I hate when you leave. I really, really hate it. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow, she about to turn it out. And Queen Deneen is right here on the scene. Yo, yo, right there. What's going on, my? Good to see me some of you Queen Danine Super on the Instagram side. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Emily Dunlap, you get to be moderator today. Now, so I need you to police this room. I need you to exercise unmitigated power. And I need you to be out of control and drunk with power. That's what I need you to do. You know what I mean? Now, let me know if you can't handle this task. Because if you can't handle this task, I have to bring somebody in to police you. And I have no problem doing that. I have to keep my eyes on you. You know, make sure that you're watching other people. So while you're watching them, I'll be watching you. Every single day, every step you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you, every bond you break. All right, so this morning we're talking about soulmates. Soulmates on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Are they born or are they bred? Can you train somebody, influence somebody, inspire somebody to be your soulmate? Or does that just, you know, does that just make them into somebody that you get along with very well? Does a soulmate have to be somebody that you're compatible with? Huh? Does it? Does a soulmate have to be somebody that you are compatible with? A lot of y'all might say yes. Some of y'all might say no. Some of y'all might question the whole thing. What is a soulmate? Maybe some people feel like there's no such thing. Well, we going to talk about it, speak about it, be about it, check it out without the real doubt. All right, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday from 11 a.m. till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday, baby. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. This is a show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, bust it up all crazy, go back and forth with each other. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world, and we figure out this thing called life. We play on the monkey bars and sand, play in the sandbox on the merry-go-round, push each other up the sliding board and push each other on the swings. So let's get it popping, man. Soulmates. Have you ever had one? Some people probably go through their lives without having a soulmate. But I have questions. I have mad questions. Like, for example, does a soulmate have to be someone of the opposite sex? Does it have to be somebody that you are romantically linked with? Can your soulmate just be your friend? Thank you for being a friend. Travel around the world and back again. My heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you took Bacardi, mixed it up with some cranberry juice, you would be the drunk nigga at the party, and the crowd attached would say that nigga's drinking again. So does it have to be? Does a soulmate have to be someone that you are romantically linked with? Can it just be your buddy? You know, y'all A alike, so y'all B alike. You know how when we grew up, we called our best friends cousins. That's why black people always have so many cousins. I haven't known white people to do that. Most black people are very family oriented. Even the black people who aren't that close with their family, they'll take on their best friends as their family. This is, no, you're not my friend. You're my brother. You're not my girlfriend. You're my sister. That's what we like. We A alike, so we B alike. Well, can that be your soulmate? Certainly, when something tragic happens to your friends or people that you care about that you really have a lot in common with, you feel that. If you've ever tragically lost a friend in death, you know, you felt that. You may have felt like, yo, man, I lost my brother. Oh, I lost my sister. And I'm really not okay. I'm really not okay. So can it be like that? Can your soulmate not be someone that you are romantically linked with, but rather just spiritually linked with or compatibly linked with? But do you have to be compatible in order for someone to be your soulmate? What is compatibility exactly? Well, we can speak about that either now at another or another time, but you know, exactly what is compatibility? Does that mean that you like all of the same things? Does it mean that you think in the same way? Or does it mean that there's something there? I feel something special coming off of this one. I feel a certain energy coming from this one that I don't feel with the rest of them. Can it be that? So, listen, if y'all would like to get into this a little bit more, if you would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's the Daily Go Get 'Emism show. And we are talking about soulmates. Are soulmates born or are they bred? Does a soulmate have to be sent to you from God? Or can a soulmate be somebody that you may not have been all that cool with at first, but now y'all are down with each other? You're down by laws. You are the best friend that I ever saw or ever been around. Yo, I frown when you leave and when you won't come around. I'll be missing you. And it ain't physical. But I really can't take nobody dissing you. You better not say nothing about this friend because me and them are down to the very end. Could it be that way? Soulmate. Or maybe you can have romantically linked soulmates. And maybe you can have platonically linked soulmates. Can a man and a woman be soulmates without being together? How about that one? Can a man and a woman be soulmates without being romantically linked? Like, Carol, can we be soulmates and never, you know, be physically attracted to each other? Is it possible? Would that be acceptable to our man and our woman? Would that be acceptable? Could you make somebody understand that? Well, he's my soulmate. Fuck you mean? I'm your husband. I'm your soulmate. This is a terrible time for honesty, but you're really not my soulmate, but I love you to death. But you're not my soulmate. I love you here from here to the ends of the earth, but you're not my soulmate. I care about you. I love you. I would do anything for you, but you're not my soulmate. I don't feel the soul, but I do feel your presence. I feel you might be my physical mate, but you're not my soulmate. that's probably not something that your man or your woman would probably want to hear. But it might be something that you have to ponder over your damn self. That might be something that you know for a fact. It might actually be something that makes you uncomfortable. Maybe you're not comfortable with the fact that the person that you are romantically linked with is not the person that you are soulmate with. Maybe you feel like you still need to look for the person who is your soulmate. Never give up on a good thing. Remember what makes you happy. Whoa, whoa, never give up on a good thing. Because it's what we got. We got a lot. So what y'all got for me, man? What we talking about? What we talking about? Talking about soulmates this morning, brothers. Talking about soulmates this morning, sisters. Okay. All right. Emily says, no, it does not. Even though people think of soulmates as being romantically linked. Okay, so you're saying that you don't think that you have to be romantically linked in order for somebody to be your soulmate, okay? Carol says, yes, we can, Omar. I love you like a little brother. I don't think my man would mind. Okay. I meant mind. it's a connection between two people. Doesn't mean anything sexual. Okay. I definitely go for that. But I understand why and how a lot of people wouldn't go for that. And I would imagine that if you are in search of love, if you are in search of love, if you are in search of affection, if you are in search of a physical mate that you really want to be able to relate to on a spiritual level, if you have never been with somebody that makes you want to be around them all the time, and not just be around them all the time, but be present. Be present. Be spiritually present with them at all times. You probably are not in search of a platonic soulmate. Like you may be the type that says, look, I got enough friends. I need me a homie lover friend. Emphasis on the love verb. I remember back in 1994, remember when R. Kelly's album 12 Play came out? I know a lot of people feel some kind of way about R. Kelly, but to try to take away the fact that he's a musical genius and probably the greatest R&B singer ever. No, probably the greatest R&B artist ever. Because can't nobody touch art on the writing, on the music, the creativity, the ability to make you like his songs. You can't fuck with him. The motherfucker is great. He's on a god level. He's got some problems. He definitely has some problems with the pedophilia. But my point is, on that album 12 Play, he had a song called Homie Lover Friend on it. And I remember I was dealing with this girl. You know, I was young, you know, 23, about to turn 24 years old. And the song, like the Homie Lover Friend, I said, this is my song. Like, that's who you are. You like my Homie Lover Friend. I remember she frowned her face like, all these other songs on the album, and this is the one that describes how you feel about me. And I was like, yeah, fuck you talking about? Now, I was talking about what I needed and how I felt. And she wasn't feeling what I felt. And she wasn't feeling what I felt about her. And I remember looking at her, like when she frowned, I frowned. Like, I don't think you understand. This is a high honor. So there was a disconnect. Funny thing is, she was definitely not my soulmate. We were compatible in a lot of ways, and a lot of those ways weren't even good ways. Did y'all hear what I just said? A lot of the ways that she and I were compatible were not even in good ways. We had some similarities that weren't really good. At that age, we had some similarities that weren't very good. We were both too young. We were both too wild. We was both too free. But we really liked each other. But we wasn't ready for each other. Mm-mm. We were about to bring out the worst in each other. But she was my homie, lover, friend. You know what I mean? But she wasn't my soulmate. And I don't think that she thought that I was hers either. We just dug each other. But that's the difference. That's the difference between somebody that I'm thinking that a soulmate should probably be somebody that has an energy that makes you comfortable most of the time. That's what I'm thinking. And I could be off base about that, but I'm big on safety and security. And it would be hard for me to really get into somebody who doesn't make me feel safe and secure. That wouldn't be an easy task. For other people, it might be that way. Maybe some people get off on the adrenaline. I'm not interested in adrenaline. Not that type. Definitely not that type. So when we talk about your soulmate being born or bred, you know, if you believe that your soulmate is born, how soon do they have to be born before you discover them? Like, your soulmate could be the same age as you, in the same age range as you, or they could be older than you, I would imagine, or younger than you. When do they need to be born? When does God send your soulmate if you believe that soulmates are born? Because we're all born, but that one for you, that soulmate, that day one, number one. Well, maybe I shouldn't say day one. That number one, do they have to come early or can they come later? Here's some of the issues that I have with the soulmate having to be born. Is it possible that you have had a soulmate or been exposed to a soulmate at a younger age and didn't even know it? And does that mean that you were soulmates and were somehow blind or cut off or distracted from seeing that someone was your soulmate? But let's say later on y'all get together, later on in life y'all get together and you realize that y'all are fucking perfect for each other. Now, y'all couldn't get it popping when y'all were younger, but now y'all are pretty much spiritually and maybe even physically inseparable. And you may feel like, yo, you was my soulmate from the beginning. I always felt something about you, but I we couldn't get it popping when I was younger. I wasn't ready. Well, if you accept that a situation like that could exist, does that mean that your soulmate was born, or did they somehow develop into being your soulmate? or did you develop into being their soulmate? Were they bred? Were they bred into being a soulmate? Wadia Coleman, what's going on, Ma? Thanks for coming on through. I'm glad to see you. And Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. I'm always glad to see you come through, girl. We are talking about soulmates on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Are they born or are they bred? Do you believe that a soulmate has to come from God, tailored direct, specifically for you, or can a soulmate be someone that has somehow developed, morphed, cocooned, metamorphosized into being your soulmate? Can you inspire someone to become your soulmate? Whatever that inspiration is, whether it's by being yourself or something that you do that really inspires people to emulate that, simulate it, duplicate it, or does a soulmate have to be someone that was designed for you, whether you can recognize it or not? Is there an undiscovered soulmate out there for you? Carol says, some people only call people soulmates thinking of romantic situations. Some may not even know the meaning of the word. I think that that's absolutely true. I think that there are probably a lot of people out there who misuse the word soulmate. And just like you said, do not understand what it means even a little bit. I think that that's totally plausible and possible. Possible. It's definitely possible. Undiscovered talent. Undiscovered soulmate. Is everyone within the sound of my voice involved or have been involved with a soulmate? Have you discovered who the person who may be your soulmate? And if so, what is your interaction and your relationship with your soulmate? What is it? What is it? Are you estranged from your soulmate? Separated from your soulmate? Communicated from your soulmate? I've heard people say it. You know, it's a shame that we broke up because, you know, he was my soulmate. I really felt like he was my soulmate. I don't understand how he could want to be with somebody else. He's my soulmate. And the thing about that is I could understand how somebody would feel like, yeah, I feel like they are my soulmate, but they don't feel like I'm their soulmate, or they just don't understand the value of a soulmate and how rare they come along in life. Do y'all know anybody who broke up with their soulmate? Do y'all know anybody who broke up with their soulmate? Let me know. 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Urban Therapy with Sun. Talking about soulmates this morning. Talking about soulmates this morning, my peeps. That's what we're getting into. Talking about soulmates this morning. on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. All right. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, Carol Chamberlain says the universe aligns your soulmate, in my opinion. You. That sounds right to me. Definitely sounds on point to me. Definitely sounds like a possibility to me. It makes sense to me. She was talking to me. She was talking to me. Your soulmate. Are they born or are they bred? Can you teach somebody how to be your soulmate? Can you inspire somebody to be your soulmate? Can you find somebody to be your soulmate who wasn't originally your soulmate? Do soulmates ever die? Is this something that you can't go to the store and buy? Is a soulmate something that you can make? Is it something that you can wait for somebody who was feeling the soul? Do you understand mine is more important than yours? Yo, so you can't have it. I'm taking it. It's going real far. Me and you start in the sky, sort of like the Big Dipper. We go together, Three's Company, Jack Tripper. Okay. Soulmates. Being separated from your soulmate. Discontinuing your relationship with your soulmate. You might be my soulmate, but I ain't fucking with you. Can that be said? Can you do that? You're my soulmate, but I ain't getting, we don't get down like that. Sure, husband says, my close friend broke up with a soulmate. He wasn't keeping up with his health and put a strain on their marriage. Wow. They divorced. He started taking care of himself better, but then died. Sorry about your friend. That's a toughie. But it sounds right. It sounds correct to me, Cheryl. She had to break up with her soulmate. And I imagine how that has to hurt. Then he's on his way back and then he dies. If your soulmate dies, do they take a piece of your soul with them? Are you left partially soulless when your soulmate transitions? Is that what happens? Carol Chamberlain says, insider, tomorrow is working out better. Okay, Omar, sorry, but it will be early morning something. Something came up. I have to fly to North Carolina on Tuesday. Wow. I hear you. Emily says, soulmates sometimes do leave each other, but they will always have that love that was there. Do you have to love your soulmate? How about that question, Emily? Do you have to love your soulmate? I mean, it sounds like the right thing, but is it a requirement? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, tax, and chill. Norris, how fly is that? I named you as a moderator yesterday, and it kept you as one today. Wow. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? That's pretty dope. I think. How about that? Magnificent Morocco is going to have to come back. Be like, yo, you can't be a moderator. You don't even come to the show. Get your ass in here. Emily says, soulmates sometimes do leave each other, but they will always have that they was there. Oh, they always have that love that was there. So her husband says, even though she was someone else now, she is still in mourning. So she has three sons that look just like him. Yo, make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Please hit the like button. Please hit the like button. Hit the like button. Please hit the like button. Yo, hit the like. Please hit the like button. Hit the like button. And share the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And we are talking about, are soulmates born or are they bred? Are they trained, influenced, inspired, urged, forced to be a soulmate? Or are they born straight from God? Like, this is what you need. You need a sneed. What do y'all think? 3195276199 3195276199 3195276199 3195276199 Let me see. Carol says, "At Cheryl, the connection will never be lost between her and her soulmate." Okay, I guess that makes sense to me, and I guess I'll have to accept that. Once a soulmate, always a soulmate. You don't run out of soul, even if you run out of friends. How true is that? What makes that true, I wonder? What makes that true? If you can stop being friends with somebody, how can you stop being soul? I mean, why can't you stop being soulmates with them? You ain't my soulmate no more. Look at my new soulmate. Ba-ba-boom. Ba-ba-boom. Your soulmate. The greatest thing. I mean, the only thing greater than yourself. Use a soulmate. Yo, Christo. Can your pet be your soulmate? Huh? Are we soulmates? I don't know. I don't know if we think alike. Was Lovey my soulmate? She might have been, man. Love that cat. I mean, I love Crystal too. I really do. Yeah, she might be. She might be a soulmate kitty. And yeah, I've long believed that Lovey sent me Crystal. I just, you know, I had a cat named Lovey, black cat, 19 years old. She passed, I cried like a baby. Oh, my kitty. That's a long time to be with an animal. And I was like, I ain't getting no more cats, you know what I'm saying? Get all these allergies out of the crib and all of that. One day, this cat came along like, yo, my man, first of all, I heard you needed a cat. And I was like, no, I don't need no cat. What you talking about? I don't need one. Well, I got pet cats, though. You're a nice kitty. She was like, well, I heard you need a cat. And guess what? I need an owner, and I need some food. And I like that hard. I see you tried to, you know, you be trying to feed cats that soft food. And soft food is cool, but I kind of like the hard. Think Lovey sent her part two down to me. Like, yo, he needs me. He needs it. He needs it. Okay. Wow. Nara says, some soulmates are only meant for a season. Can that be true? Can that be true? Queen Monica. Queen Matu Mayini, Queen Monica Davis. What's going on, Ma? Good to see me some you. And we're talking about soulmates this morning. Are soulmates born or are they bred? Is a soulmate somebody that's sent from God to you, no matter how early or late that you discover them, or are soulmates somebody that you can inspire, encourage, train, or groom to be your soulmate? You know, there may be people in your life that you love but not want to have anything to do with. I'm not so sure that that's possible for a soulmate. You're probably going to want to be interactive with somebody you consider to be your soulmate. You're probably going to want to be in some type of consistent communication with someone that you consider to be a soulmate. You're probably not going to push the phone to voicemail every time your soulmate calls. When your soulmate calls, you're probably not going to be looking at them like, oh my God, you call me all the time, you're getting on my nerves. If they're your soulmate. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but you're probably not going to conduct yourself that way. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Huh. No, it says, I had a dog for 11 years. You got to feel that deep, deep connection somewhat in soulmates. Emily says, yeah, that's true, Norris. That's why I said soulmates can leave, but you will always have that feel that, I mean, but you will always have and feel that love. You just won't be together. Yeah, like I said, you can love someone and not want or have anything to do with them. with a soulmate, I would hope or think that you'd be glad to see him coming. I don't see how you and somebody who's your soulmate could have problems communicating with each other. Well, do y'all think that's possible? Are we lowering the bar for soulmates? Are we lowering the bar for the qualifications to be a soulmate? Are we? Are we? Can a soulmate I don't know. How are you going to be a soulmate with somebody you don't get along with? How does that work? But see, we can't get someone being a soulmate mixed up with just somebody that you are in love with or someone that you really care about. Can't get that twisted. And there's a tendency to get that twisted immediately. We can't afford that. We cannot afford that. Extremely famous people. Iconic figures. I wonder if there's a consistency in the people that they would consider to be a soulmate. Because you know how like a lot of entertainers have gotten married a lot of times? Okay, let's take like the late Elizabeth Taylor. What was she married, like 5 times? Was any of her husbands a soulmate to her? We may be able to get some information on that. Let's have a look-see. I mean, you know, the internet will tell you anything. Who was Elizabeth Taylor's soulmate? They just showed a bunch of pictures of Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor. She was an extremely popular actress. Extremely popular. Okay, let me see how many times she's been married. How many times has Elizabeth Taylor been married? Oh, okay. I got it I had it on images. 8 times? 8 times to 7 men? She was married 8 times to 7 men, converted to Judaism, endured several serious illnesses, and led a jet-set lifestyle, including assembling one of the most expensive private collections of jewelry in the world. After many years of ill health, Taylor died in 2011 at the age of 79. 79. Liz Taylor. Let me see. Born February 27th, 1932 to March 23rd, 2011. Interesting. Yeah. Hmm. 79, all right. Okay, I got it. My math and logic was a little off for a second there. Magnificent Morocco, I must have talked you up. I see you still a moderator too. Pretty dope there. I like that shit. Yeah, you come on, you're a moderator. That's good shit. Let me see. Cheryl Hudson says, why can't your soulmate get on your nerves just like everybody else? Well, not saying that they can't get on your nerves, but like consistently? Don't sound like that would be your soulmate. Doesn't sound like it. Now, let's see who was Liz Taylor's soulmate. Who was Elizabeth Taylor's soulmate?
Elizabeth Taylor was broken after losing soulmate Montgomery Clift, author claims. They saved each other, the stars first worked together in the 1951 drama A Place in the Sun, leading to a close bond that lasted until the actor's death in 1966 at age 45.
So she considered Montgomery Clift to be her soulmate, the actor. Okay. Wait a minute. They said there's something more here. After losing soulmate Montgomery Clift, author claims they saved each other. The stars first worked together. Okay. Now wait a minute. Who was the love of Elizabeth Taylor's life? The love of her life, Burton, wrote the letter 3 days before his death, and Elizabeth kept it by her bedside for 27 years. She never showed or told anyone what was in the letter and refused to have it in her biography. All Elizabeth Taylor would say was that it was an affirmation of his love for her. You can see that she is definitely a Pisces, boy. Definitely a Pisces. Like, I'm not telling you what they said. I don't give a fuck. I know you want to know. Doesn't matter if you don't want to know. Yeah, but it'll help sell the book. I think we're going to have to sell it without it because I'm not putting that out there. Pisces don't want you to know, they ain't telling. Well, if you don't tell, we going to cut your goddamn lips off. We'll get the scissors. Because my voice don't come from my lips anyway. And I'm not telling you. So we can clearly see that there was a difference between who, according to these authors, these writers, there was clearly a difference between who her soulmate was and who the love of her life was. Ain't that some shit? Hmm. Something else there. Her soulmate was Michael Jackson. You know what? You be knowing too much. Michael. He did. He loved some Elizabeth Taylor, didn't he? Diana Ross and Elizabeth Taylor. That's what we doing, Mike. That's what we doing. Nah. I'm saying that's what we doing. Dre Smooth. Thanks for coming through. Ain't that some shit? She outlived Michael Jackson. The irony. Magnificent Morocco says, can you marry someone that isn't your soulmate? Happens all the time. The better question might be, do people ever marry their soulmate? Now, some of y'all been married before. You tell me. Did you marry your soulmate? I'm just asking. Did you marry your soulmate? Second born twin. What's up, Ma? My girl right there. What's going on? It's a good question. Out of those of you who have been married, who are looking at the show, whatever, especially in the comments, have you ever married your soulmate? Morocco, I was saying earlier in the show, sometimes, well, for those who believe that being a soulmate has something to do with compatibility, I was telling them about a time when me and this chick that I was messing with were very compatible, but not necessarily in good ways. We were compatible in negative ways at the time, at 23, 24 years old. By the way, she was a July Leo. You do the math. This motherfucker here. A July Leo? Ugh. Carol Chamberlain says, definitely not my first husband. Nara said, no, hell the fuck no, I didn't. Woo! Carol says, some marry for convenience. I'm just saying. Y'all got to chill. Well, we can see that was a very good question. Good looking. A lot of passion came out of that one. Have you married your soulmate? Soulmate. 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 Well, have you? Did you? Would you? Could you? It would be a nice thing to be able to do. But I'm like, if somebody is, just because somebody's your soulmate, does it mean that things are going to work out between the two of you? Oh, man. I mean, and maybe that's a dumb question. But I got the question. Ansel Jones says, to death do you part. My brother Ansel Jones. And Wadia Coleman says, nope, sure did not. I married someone who is good for my soul the second time around. Good shit. But no soulmate the first time. Dag, man, is the first marriage a test marriage? You know what I mean? Real shit. Is the first marriage, you know, do you get married when you're young and impressionable and not really ready to take on a responsibility or handle the responsibility that not only monogamy, that not only requires monogamy, but may also require team building exercises, family structuring exercises and abilities. Because I can definitely see how that would sweeten the pot and how it can really confuse things. Or delay the good parts of your life from being able to shine through. And so Jones says, both people weren't ready to fight till the end. Interesting. Fight to the end. They might have been fighting each other to the end. They might was fighting each other to the end. They might was. Oh. So. Okay. What if your soulmate isn't life smart? Shoot, maybe, you might have to define what being life smart means from one person to another, at least. What does being life smart mean? What does it mean? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but not everybody might get it. They might don't get it. They might don't understand. Are your soulmates born or are they bred? Is it a situation where you cannot escape what a soulmate is? Like, you gotta eat that. Your soulmate. Come around, be down with my soulmate. Soul for real, yeah. Soul. Is that the way it is? You think it won't when it whiz? You think it ain't when it is? Soulmate. Man, the temperature really dropped today. It was hot in the motherfucker for the past week. The whole week. Hold on. 72 degrees. Flash flood warning. Listen, y'all. Y'all know my baby is coming today. The wonderfully beautiful and talented Ayana. But I was going to take her driving today. Show you how to whip the whip. Whip. But I don't know. It's going to be raining all crazy. It's like, I don't know. Let me see. Okay. Wadia Coleman says, first was for the souls of our children. The second was for the my peace of mind. That's an interesting perspective. The first was for the souls of our children. Dad, I wish I could hear you go deeper into that. The souls of our children. Magnificent Miracle says, I love the heat since being in my 50s. Cool. And so it says, love is a test with both people. Both people having a cheat sheet.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Well, it's an opinion. It's an opinion. I think sometimes both parties fail. Like, you really need it. You need a better cheat sheet. You cheated off of somebody who didn't know the material. Now look at this. We're doomed. We're doomed. But it's all good, baby. Yeah. Born or bred soulmate. What's it gonna be? Born or bred soulmate. Born or bred soulmate. I don't know. To me, it sounds like it could possibly be a little bit of both. Teeny tiny bit. Because if your soulmate is born and they are somewhere out there in the world, but you can't get to them, then you're probably going to discover somebody that you have more access to and brand them a soulmate. Brand them a soulmate. Brand them a soulmate. Is there any danger of declaring somebody a soulmate before you get confirmation? And who gives out the confirmation? You know, who validates the soulmate? Do both people have to be in agreement in order for them to be soulmates? I think we've heard stories of that not being the case. We've probably seen evidence to support that that's not really the case. Not really. Wadia Coleman says, Magnificent Miracle throwing out Prince lines. Adore you. Wadia Coleman says, ding, ding, ding. My last comment was clicked in at 12:22. Yay, that number always excites me, as you were. Okay. Cool. Emily says, wow, that's exactly why I married my husband, for the children. So now the next time will be for me and us. How do you marry somebody for the children? Were the children born already? Or were you pregnant? I mean, was there a situation? Okay. This will go to Guandu. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we're going to get on about it here. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, 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 audience, August 28th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T-R-S-P-E-C-I-A-L. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T, they get number one out the box. Tiffany Hayes turning 39 years old today. 1 year shy of the 40-40. Do the damn thing. Stretch that year out to 366 days. And also Fran Happiness. Happy birthday to you, Fran. And Kalista Okolo turning 43 years old today. And Alberta Jones Jackson turning 69 years old today. And Viola Cox, happy birthday to you. And Roslyn McKinnon, happy birthday to you. And also Angel Angelina Felicia turning 38 years old today. And also Hazel Rowe, happy birthday to you. And Lulu Bell, happy birthday to you. And Sean Ayers, happy birthday to you. Michael Johnson turning 53 years old today. My man Daryl Carr, happy birthday to you. Connie Bynum King, happy birthday to you. And Warnell Wright, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Jonathan Richardson turning 55 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious August 28th. Anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it to the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on it to the damn, rock out. Rock on it to the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, your soulmate, that one for you, does it have to be a friend or could it be a boo? Definitely a boo. Can't be a friend. Well, why not? If you can do this, then I will campaign for something a little hotter, but I need this right now, and I got to find my soulmate, even if I have to travel around the world and unravel the things that I thought were all tied up against me. But, yo, get with me right now, and it's going to be okay. We do this thing like every day, don't you know? But this has been another installment of the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Love is love, baby. Please make sure that you hit that like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So we're going to get Blog Talk on up out of here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then my Instagrammers, yo, Five Slammer Jammer, thanks for letting me come through and exercise my grammar. And for my YouTubers, y'all know just how we do, but I get with y'all later on. Yo, carry on, my boobers. Peace. Thank you. still alive. My boo.
Thank you. How would you like to be paid for producing electricity for the next bit?
Nothing lasts forever. The sun ain't even gonna last forever. We may not be there to see it, but it's gonna burn out after a while. Well, that may be true, and that may not be as true as you think it is. But as human beings, we go by evidence, actual facts. And when you think about something like love, what the concept of love is, something that everyone, every living thing does a little better with as far as the concept is concerned. Well, you ask yourself, how could something that strong of an emotion just burn itself out like a light bulb? You know what I'm saying? It had a lot of hours, it lasts a long time, but when you go to turn that thing on for the last time, for the next time, you just blink and you can't believe. You can't believe that the bulb blew. That's how love is when love is running forth. Even though it may have taken a while for it to drag itself out and for it to play itself out, to the other person, it's going to seem like it just blew out. Blew out, not like a candle, because you know when a candle's going to blow out. But with a light bulb, you get the memo when it's always...
Talking about all these birds up in your rack. Well, matter of fact, why your ass ain't leaving next? Your mama's stressed. Your dad's stressed.
ain't even.
This ain't a cheap talking team.
Nah, bro, you from Harvard.
Y'all the Flyers.
Y'all are professional, bro. I've been there a month.
I'm not even acknowledging
y'all the Flyers.
No, I don't.
I don't
even
got to
be
with sniper, bro. I'm just saying. Right. All right. Boom. There you go.
Y'all acknowledge
it, right?
Yeah.
You a sniper, right?
Uh-huh.
But we on a field that there's no cover in. Do you get me? So I'm a nigga with the AK-47, right? You a sniper.
Uh-huh.
There's no cover. You out of here. There's no
distance.
No.
I mean,
what?
Nah, Mook, I don't know about that.
Well,
I'm
not understanding that.
You got better distance with the sniper, right?
Well,
now.
What?
There's no cover. Not my nigga. It all takes one shot. There's no cover for you either. There's no cover.
You just called me?
I did. I was just letting you know that we left Trenton. We'll be to you at 122.
122?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll see you shortly. All
right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, God.
Bye. Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Bro, let me tell you what.
Okay.
If a nigga is there's no cover for you. What the fuck you think a nigga gonna shoot with? I'm looking at you right now with a sniper rifle. How many bullets in a sniper rifle? And I'm looking right at you.
Let's
break
it down.
I saw all this. And I'm putting it down on you and you out of here.
Rambo, though, man.
No, he's not Rambo.
No, he's not making sense. If Chase thinks,
John,
you got a sniper, and I got a sniper, and on the count of three, you niggas about to get busy, right?
Yeah.
So when I got my shit up, you got your AK up, right? All I'm looking at you.
One shot.
But one fucking shot. AKs don't even have sense.
Yo.
They throw it. They move around. Bro. They spin. Bro, they spin like football.
You get what I just...
Bro, they don't spiral.
You all the way over there.
He just said open field.
Yeah, no. I'm
he telling
you.
Right.
You all the way over there.
Nah.
Open field. I said,
sniper, John. More steady and all that.
I said, you're going to be shooting like this, bro.
But we don't know. But we don't know how far.
No, bro, listen to me. Listen to me. You know my sniper. Listen to me. You at the corner, and I'm here, right? You got a sniper rifle, right?
Okay.
I got no cover.
Yeah.
Right? Right. At the count of three, let's go.
With an AK, right?
I got my AK.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm doing the only
thing at the corner.
Move, you see, how are you hitting
bro,
me?
The sniper, I'm going with the sniper.
How are you hitting me?
How are you hitting me?
So, niggas, bro, you know how snipers, they calibrate their shit.
Yeah, of course.
They calibrate their shit.
Some niggas is nice when moving.
They don't hit niggas that.
No. Some niggas is nice like that, bro.
No. Where you see a sniper nigga and see you?
Yo, Mook, what you about to do? You about to do this AK to get up there?
You know why snipers are successful? Because snipers are that people not supposed to know that the nigga there.
Yeah, of course.
That's why snipers are.
Yeah, of course, of course.
If I know you there, all you got to do is move. I can do this all from
a distance. Yo, Mook, you're going to have to guess every time.
All the way up there? Yeah, and then it's eight bullets in there. After eight, you think I'm
going to... I only need one.
Yo, Mook, that corner is far as hell, Mook.
Bro, you know what a 50 cal rifle
looks
like, bro?
Bro, you know how hard it is to tag a nigga playing tag? You know how hard it is? Bro, think about that. You know how hard it is to shoot an AK?
Do you think and aim at shit?
You know, it's throwing everywhere.
You think I'm shooting you from all the way down? No,
so you're going to wait till you get real close? You're going to wait till you get real close.
So
we're
talking closely.
No, I'm saying I'm going to be... if you have a sniper rifle and I'm moving...
Bro,
you assed out, bro.
How you gonna say that?
calling through the answer in the comments.
We gotta get some. So answer in the comments if you a military person.
Yeah, military person. Not no Call of Duty.
Yeah. But how you gonna say what the next man shot at?
Yeah, well, what's the difference?
If you were, no, saying, and I'm looking at you.
The corner. How you gonna say what the next man shot at? He might get a
giant.
Yo, John, you
gonna
let a nigga with a
bro,
like yo, this, bro. With an 89, dog. You had a lucky shot. Even a lucky move, though. They not, but there's some niggas that like that.
What do you mean, lucky shot? Yeah.
Oh, some T-shirt.
Then you're not a shit.
Yo, yo, move, so you plan to run up on the nigga all the way.
You done got there already.
If we talking army, you don't think, especially when the war going on, niggas got bombs going across their head.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. They gotta adapt. They gotta adapt.
No, no. The same for some marksmen. No, mark, no. He gonna look. He gonna play.
The storm is on the Lordship. And if you want to be some shit, if you want it, then bring it on. See, I'm a motherfucking soldier, and I'ma be here till it's done. When they ask you who I'm at, you just tell them that I'm the one. Tell them that I'm the one. Yeah, I'm the one, baby. Cause God gave his only begotten son, baby. It's hard preaching the gospel to the slums lately. So I had to put the church on the drum, baby. You on the run, baby. You on the run, baby. You think you feed, but you a slave to the funds, baby. You think you me, but you ain't me. What you done lately? That's cool, but I've been running on the sun, baby. We on a galaxy that haters cannot visit. That's my reality, so get off my Scott District. If you ever held a title belt, you would know how Michael felt. Tyson, Jackson, Jordan, Michael Phelps. Yeah, had to take it to another realm. Cause everything around me got me underwhelmed. Best way to describe my position is at the helm. Best way to describe my new whip, yeah. The storm is on the horizon. I'm standing here alone. Got a pistol on my hip, and it's gonna be some shit. If you want it, then bring it on. See, I'm a motherfucking soldier, and I'ma be here till it's done. When they ask you who I'm with, you just tell them that I'm the one. Tell them that I'm the one. Tell them that I'm the one. I told Detroit I'ma fucking get it. I told my brother we'll be fucking winning. Yeah, he told me I'm the man for the job, so I told my mom, call her up and tell him that she quit. Started off in that Chevrolet, but it's Ferraris I gotta drive. I'm on HBO with my entourage. I'm 5'9", fucking 9 to 5. I need $100 million, no compromise. I'm a double XL, nigga, magazine and condom size. See what I seen to be traumatized. I don't wait, I marinate. Variate every day. Every day, sold out. Fuck around, they need a barricade. My weed loud, I need a hearing aid. Living life behind a pair of shades. I'd be a billionaire if I could get a dollar for all the bullshit that I hear today. I did it.
The storm is on the horizon. I'm standing here alone. Got a pistol on my hip, and it's gonna be some shit. If you want it, then bring it on. See, I'm a motherfucking soldier, and I'ma be here till it's done. When they ask you who I'm with, shit, you just tell them that I'm the one. Tell them that I'm the one. Tell them that I'm the one.
Treat the back seat like a sofa bed. Break bread with my niggas, call it proper share.
Yeah.
It's some good shit, but it get felt. And yeah, my bitch tall, nigga can swell. Like my verse swayed and the beat left. Just tryna stay above sea level. When my nigga went to jail, I said free Gucci. God, I'm talking so much shit, I should get free Gucci. Bought my baby mama and a ton of bags. I shoulda bought it, all I shoulda did was cut the bread. Snake ass niggas in my fucking face. Bring your girl here, nigga, so I can fuck her face. Yeah, I run this place, bitch, this cashmere swag. Nigga treadmill and going nowhere fast. Sitting courtside at the house game. Louis on, I can trip a fucking ball player.
Yeah.
Thank you.